Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, you and I are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Thursday Live, the name of the show. Thank you so much to Johan Els. And of course, he's back with you tomorrow, taking you through the journey. And I call it a joyride, man. I call it a joyride because everyone seems to be speaking the same thing. You know, the joy of the Elohim, the joy of the Father within them. You know, when people listen to you and they experience the joy of the Father within you, it becomes something quite beautiful. Anyway, thank you so much. And of course, we will be taking through it. It's your talk now. It's your talk show. It is going right through up to the hour 8. And, you know, I want to play some songs. I always start with songs that I have a history with. You know, I am a fanatic of history. Now, if you can remember very well, I used to play some time ago. I think maybe the last time I played this was before the winter, if possible, maybe in the end of the summer of last year, and it is Marion Williams. I didn't know her, and as a boy, I heard her being played. And one of the most awkward things is that this song was played at a shebeen. The shebeen for the elderly people, adults, you know, those who are above 50s and stuff. I was a young boy. And then they would be playing this song, you know, and without really paying careful attention, a song playing over and over again, you start to internalize and it becomes familiar. And one time I had to listen to it. Then I was startled that it is a gospel song that was played there. And how much we are, you know, the light of the world and the salt of the earth. That some of us got some of the information about the goodness of the Father while we were passing by, and someone was playing this, Eteshe Bin Nochal. Amazing. Listen to this.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DSTV Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607. Siyatholakala Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Thursday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. And I'm trying to get hold of our guests, but I was able to get Pastor Green. Evangelist Green is on the line, and tonight we are able to hear you live. Greetings to you, Evangelist, and how are you?
I'm blessed, Pastor. Good, hallelujah. Greetings to everybody in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. And we are continuing with last week, man. The topic we had last week, we are continuing with it, and I trust that multitudes would be blessed with regards to this. And I believe that quite a lot of people are going to enjoy quite a lot on this. And I'm trying to get hold of Apostle Pumla. Let me see if I got her. Apostle, greetings.
Greetings, Maruti, and how are you and to all our wonderful, lovely listeners?
We are very well, and how have you been?
I've been well and kept by the grace of God, Maruti.
He's taking care of you, His Grace, eh?
Ah, what a fine advantage.
Now I hear you quite well. Pastor Green, if you can lower your radio that side, please, so that we can be able to hear you clearly. There's a big feedback on this side. If you can lower your radio, please. Right. I'd like you to meet Evangelist Green, Pastor Pumla. Evangelist Green, Pastor Pumla. You can greet each other. It's fine. You can start. Muruti?
Good evening, Pastor Green. It's good to know you. I pray by God's grace we'll meet physical. Good to know you, man of God.
Pastor Green, where are you? How? I was talking to him right now. Pastor Green, I was talking to him right now.
And then
he just disappears like umthwalo wezono. He just disappears, you know. And I was saying to him, I'm so happy that we are able to talk to him live, because last week we had to make him to record because some of those things we couldn't get through to him because of his phone, you know. Pastor Green, are you there now? Pastor Green, can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you.
Amen. I don't know what is happening. We just went offline now.
No, it's because you are listening to me over the radio by your side, and it's making a feedback. So automatically it would cut you off, you know.
So must I switch the radio off?
Yeah, because you're on the phone, or move away from the radio.
Okay, let me switch the radio off, Pastor Ray.
Pastor Green is listening to himself on the radio. Come on. Agafela, and then I don't know about Pastor Makamu, man. I seem not to be able to get through to him. I will try to connect with him. Pastor Green, are you settled now?
Yes.
What? Are you settled? No, I want to hear you on the phone, man. On the phone. Yeah, but it looks like you need to move. You need to move because we can't hear you clearly now. No, we can't hear you clearly. We were hearing you clearly the other time.
Okay.
Can we hear you clearly now? All right. We also have Pastor Makam. Pastor Makam, are you ready? Unlike last week. Okay.
No. Who sent the message right now? He's packing a motor and I say, Carlton Gill.
Yo, we will talk then. We will talk then, Maruti. I pray that you become sorted out, all right?
I'm still trying to get the help now.
Okay, Maruti. Okay. Thank you. Pastor Green, are you there now?
I'm here, Pastor Ray.
Yeah, now we can hear you. We can hear you. You can say hi to Apostle Pumla Mfene. She's on the line. Pastor Green?
Apostle, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm well by God's grace. Pastor Green, good to know you and connect with you on this platform. Trusting God that sometime we will be able to meet, like, physically. But we're grateful to have you and to know you, man.
Amen. All right. I like the drama tonight. All right. I like the drama. Woo, garbage welcome little story. It's not short or little pina. And then utwele batili bula le challa. And all that. Yeah. It's a drama. Yeah, it's a drama today. even Johan is laughing. It's a drama today because you can't get them. Apostles and prophets drama. Johan L says apostles and prophets drama.
Ah, Mara, what kind of a statement is that?
What shall I say? I mean, Makam was calling my phone when I was driving over here, so I didn't want to be disturbed because I knew some story was coming, you know. So I said, yeah. Okay, I'll see when I arrive here in Pretoria and then call him. When I arrive here in the studio, then call him and all that. Even last week, it was just like that. It was a bit of that. But thank you so much that Pastor Green came through. With regards to that, so I'm happy that this is happening on live radio. I love live radio, and it's because you can't edit everything out on it. It's not a cut and dried recipe. yeah, you know, we were trained in the old SRE car. I don't know if people know, Pumla, that, you know, as a young boy, I used to go and work for Real Vision at a station called SRE car. Yeah. Emuna. So they taught us to really be able to take it live on air, you know, say, Emuna, sure. People are dynamic on air and they sure. can actually go left. You must be ready to pull them back, you know, and you must be ready to take care of the show and continue to maintain the integrity of the show, you know, so that's what we are about now. If you can remember very well, we touched on this very issue, and we touched on the issue last week, and we were asking, you know, people to tell us about their lives of salvation, you know, to tell us about their lives of salvation. Actually, we were asking the question, what is salvation? And we said, since we had 1 hour only last week because of the government was doing something on the show, so we will have the show again today to have a part two of it, which means part one was, what is our salvation all about? You know, and this question is tricky because we are not asking you what is salvation, but we are asking you, what is our salvation all about in the times that we live in the seasons that we live in, and amongst the people that we live with? You know, is your light shining in the world? Are you the salt of the earth? And how is that? And how is your reputation as a believer kept on going? You know, it's also something to look into, something that we are asking questions about. And we said we will take it to part two and say, therefore, what is your personal salvation all about? You know, it's easy to speak categorically, to actually speak for the many. It's another thing to speak for yourself. It's another thing. And then also as the church, and also as individual members of the church, the body of Christ, what is the message of your own salvation? What is the message of your own salvation to the people that you work with, whether they are saved or not? You know, I know there's a stereotype amongst us of saying, what is your salvation all about to those who are not saved?
Yeah.
And the answers are just going to flood in, you know. But what is your salvation to everyone? And we don't stop there. Those you work with, those who believe in what you believe in, those who have the same faith as you do, and those who do not have. And also, check it out, and also, what does your salvation imply to the Elohim, the Master himself, our Creator? When he looks at your salvation, when he looks at my salvation individually, is he well pleased? Can we say without a doubt that Our master is well pleased when he looks at our salvation. Is our salvation just a facade of parading on radio, social media, television, university engagements, speeches, rallies, organizations, movements, you know, schools of thought? Is it a perspective that has just become a facade? Or is it a life lived? Like the life of John the Baptist, Yohanan the Baptist. A life lived. Does it show, even amongst those who are saved together with you, to pull up their socks? You know, there are those people who would look at Phumla and say, "Ish, we were in the same youth, Liphumla, right?
Yep.
And we were traveling together in and out of the country.
Yep.
You know, we had these massive youth meetings and all that and fellowships. Look at her now and look at me. There must be something wrong because me and Phumla are cut from the same tree." If she is able to serve the master in this manner, and even the father opening up international doors for her to speak at embassies, to speak with government officials of other countries who invite her to speak, and she doesn't speak about, you know, her qualifications, she speaks about her salvation, then what is wrong with me? Why am I still stuck up, Korangi? You know? And then spinning the disc there. Do you know how to spin a disc? Hoba DJ. Yeah. Why am I still stuck up there, spinning the disc? You know?
Oh, Lord of mercy.
Yeah. You know, one has to ask themselves those questions. If I run, if I go on a social network, I used to... to go on Facebook. I don't go that much. But I used to go on Facebook and I would see someone that I fellowshipped with in the Christ, not in a denomination, in Christ. And we have grown together in those days of real vision. And I look at them today, they are a pastor or they are a minister or they are a politician or they are a doctor or they are a teacher, whatever that they are. And their light is still shining. Their salvation is still speaking, even far much more than that time when I used to fellowship with them. That should be challenging. That should be challenging. I don't know about us today, that this has just become, you know, a salvation. It's just a rhetorical, philosophical kind of life view or perspective where people speak as if they are, you know, politicians, you know, or Marxists. They speak this thing that they are convinced on, but they don't live it. You know, having a form of divine glory, but denying that power, the very same glory, denying it. And this thing is a challenge, you know. It is a bit of a challenge. Wherever you work, the Father has placed you somehow to shed his light, somehow to be his messenger to someone. I used to go to university those days as a young boy. I think I was 18 or 19, then I was at university then. And I can tell you, that there was something that would be called submarine Christians. That Monday up to Saturday, they operate underground. And this is just a rhetoric of saying, Monday to Friday, no one, they are amongst people who don't even see their faith, their conviction that they are children of the Most High. They drink and smoke with everyone else. They have sex with everyone else. They go and rob with everyone else. They go and do any form of misdemeanor with everyone else. They go and do whatever they do with everyone else. You know, if it means to cheat, they cheat. If it means to, to have a concubine, they go and have a concubine. If it means to fornicate, they fornicate. Then Sunday, it is a different story altogether. Oma de Beer used to say, "Did an orchestral there?" I don't know what she meant. She says, yeah, well, hey. Then Sunday comes, one is very different from the guy who was wielding a knife on Friday. I don't know if many people know what is a tomahawk, but I think Pastor Green knows. A tomahawk.
Yes, I know.
They were wielding those kinds of things. And then Sunday, sweet konyana. Sweet konyana, which means a sweet lamb on Sunday. Tell us more about your life of salvation. Tell us more about your life of salvation. Tell us more about what salvation, our salvation, is supposed to be. We know what salvation is, but when we look at our salvation, we know the concept, we know the theory. But when we look at the application of our salvation, the pragmatic phase of our salvation, what does it have to be? In other words, we talk as what it ought to be. I was talking to one friend of mine, and we were surprised to see how many people the father has placed in the government, the current government. Current government, and they are hiding. You just see a person becoming exposed when they start to say, hey man, I was listening to Radio Pulpit. Who is Johan Els? You know, and then you go like, what's going on? And say, I love the Lord. Hey man, I love the Lord. And they start to tell you their stories. They start to tell you how the Father has been using them. Amazingly. And it's amazing, Apostle. We see those kinds of things. Now, when we look into the word, and I want to rush into the word that we speak about this, and I want to open the lines that you make it your show. Speak what comes to mind. What do you think salvation is all about? What is your salvation all about? Do you see yourself applying it quite well?
Yeah.
What is the application of your salvation even all about? It is something we are looking into. We trust the Father will do you good and bless you in a mighty way. Coming up next, the questions.
At TBN Africa.
You always have a hope.
You better hear me clearly.
That's why we want to nurture you with our first-rate African and international Christ-centered programs
that are tailor-made for the world family.
I want to talk to somebody.
Whether you're looking for God's Word,
music,
movies,
or even youth shows,
we've got you covered.
He doesn't promise stuff that he doesn't provide for.
Tune in to TBN Africa
on DSTV channel 343.
If you'll get in agreement, say yes, this is for me.
Tune in to love.
All right, Apostle, let me come to you. When we speak of salvation, there is quite a lot that one can look into. You know, salvation is when the Father becomes our defense. He saves us.
Amen.
He saves us. You know, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 says, "And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Elohim. My horn is exalted in the Elohim. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation," which means I rejoice in your defense.
Mm.
I rejoice in your redemption.
Yeah.
And check it out again, and I'm going back to Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. "And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Elohim, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall again no more see forever."
Come on now.
When the Father is our defense, defending us against the forces of darkness. Psalms 14:7, it says, "Oh, that the salvation of Yasharal would come out of Zion when the Elohim brings back the captivity of his people." When the Father brings us back from captivity.
Yeah.
And then 27 verses 1 of Psalms, the It's a beautiful song also sung by El Dibarge. The Elohim is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Elohim is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When he is the strength of our lives, and the strength of our lives is known as eternal life, salvation, Christ himself. All right. I spoke about him being our defense, Psalm 62, verses 2. He only is my rock and my salvation. And it explains, because there's a semicolon there. It explains what he has just said. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Sure. I don't know how many of us move with this kind of attitude, with these kinds of assurances and truths within us. Check Isaiah 12 verses 2. And behold, Yahuwah is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For Yah, the Elohim, is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation.
Mm.
Our strength and our song. The concept of song means language. And language is sourced from thoughts. Which means salvation is when the Father now brings forth his wisdom. Strength, it means he resuscitates us. You know, when they give you food, you become strengthened. When someone is starving, they give them food, they become strengthened. And this is what is taking place when it comes to salvation. What comes to mind, Apostle?
The Lord is my strength and my salvation.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
But in this season and era of great apostasy, where there's a serious great fall away of believers, they would be saying the Lord is my strength and my salvation. But when stuff begin to happen, you know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, dealing with them. Now they begin to go and seek for salvation somewhere. And then come back to the house of the Lord and testify and say, hey. So it gets very confusing, Hurman. And then continue to Yambaganja. Who is really our salvation? And because I need to be persuaded.
Yes.
If God is my salvation. And he is my rock, because he's not only my salvation, he's my rock. Meaning, irregardless of what the enemy is throwing at us, we are able to stand on him and not waver and not be like bothered and not be troubled, because we know when we stand on him, he will surely save us and deliver us. But Nakongo, we are standing, but we are not, you know, we are standing, but it's like we are not sure-footed as we are standing.
Yeah. How balance? How balance?
Yeah. We're ready to go look for other alternatives. God is truly our rock and our salvation. This is like, he's our salvation. It doesn't matter. Mudimu always comes through to rescue us, to deliver us and save us. Nyakongo Mudimu needs to save us from ourselves. Sometimes we become our own worst enemies, because there's things that you get accustomed to, Rikwaila Hudieta, and they become destructive. So let Mudimu Abatao save us, but I realized later, So we are praying, but Tapelotarana Adina the result, because Yana is not willing to be saved.
Yes.
He's not willing to let go. You know, Nakonguna don't talk to you head down, even when God wants to save us, but we're so used into holding on to those things. And at the end of the day, and end up saying, Marwe is God, Warawa, hey Joe, let go and let God. akere ba shojwala abantu lamalanga. But like as I'm saying, unfortunately, mona ke ngere phelang ko yana, where there's such a serious great fall away, where rele bana ba Modimo, it is normal when we are amongst other believers to say God is our salvation. But when we go back to the secular world and we takana le batho ba ba tloetseng wetsa certain things gore ba be rescued, and we think go normal re gena re ba joina re tloela mekgwa bona re tsa mekgwa ya bona, and we use the methods that they're using. There's a lady in the church who ke labalala ntho e very powerful, are a woman of God ko ke sebetsang ko teng mo flowng e ke leng ko yona ho kena fela in the morning. So in different offices, you find that honestly different people who are in the office. So honestly, among who believe go working in paper. So who cannot go from the passage? Who go in the one paper? After mungo one paper, who will mungo working? Working the currently sticks jo.
Yeah, can you born? Tete rata ke watu wadi zolo. Can you born?
So, and then even to very good essence, something like that.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
So, or, it's not taka taka no eo, you know, are so, liena hake, nakam office niya, yena rano or, because I get one of the very excited, are nakita kerena. And I keep it a little la mudimu, and I keep rasa hor banku, or le one of a 70 sampe, peva varekella, yena overkella, keep it beats la mudimu. Salvation, yaka, it's in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I pray, may the Lord help us to get to a level that we should not be intimidated by stuff that the enemy throws our way. We must always remember that even if it feels like the boat olunko and it's about to sink, as long as God is your salvation, it will not sink. He will come through for his people. He will come to the rescue. He will aid us. God Modimo will use every force, every power, whatever it is that he can be able to use to save us. He will save us. He's even willing to save us, even from ourselves. That's why Kiruna Leva to that are their own worst enemies, because Bato Aeti, Joe, when I did the last telling very bad. No one told me very powerful, or, you know, sometimes you grew up with people, but then there's Hunali somewhere where they get stuck simply because, you know, Bato Aela, certain things that are detrimental to their destiny.
Yes.
That's self-sabotage. And God cannot save us if we are not willing to be saved.
Even when you
can say, bring your hand, let me hold you, let me pull you out. Unless you are in agreement. The two cannot walk lest there be in. We have to be in agreement with God, who is our Savior. And if He's our Savior, one of the things that He will do as a Savior is to save us, not only from sin, save us from harm. Save us from danger. Save us from threat.
Yeah.
Save us from any other thing else, including that thing, Joe. This I didn't see coming. Even when you happen from out of the blue, that was meant to destroy you, but God, who's always on our side as a Savior, He will do logo atumengago. He will save.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Apostle. I really appreciate. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps. Tell us about the work of your salvation, how you have seen your salvation working in your environment, amongst people, and how our salvation is supposed to affect the environments where we find ourselves, whether it be work, sports, academia, politics, whatever it is. Our salvation is supposed to bring in an aroma of a sort. And we are talking about that. We trust the Father will do you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. we will faithfully pray with you. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, Pastor Green, when we talk about salvation, and when we talk about the role of our salvation, the effects and the impact of our salvation, what do we mean? Pastor Green?
Can you hear me, Pastor Ray?
Yes, I can hear you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. I'm happy if everybody can hear me. Our apostle, you are a blessing. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Mm. Thank you, man of God.
You know, Pastor Ray, salvation is the most important thing for every Christian, hallelujah, for every person. Amen. Let me say like that, hallelujah. Because without salvation, you cannot come to the place where you can please God. Remember, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, there's only one way to please God, and that is by faith. For everyone who comes to God must believe that God exists. Mm. And that God is the rewarder of those who seek Him. So the thing is, Pastor Ray, you cannot please God while you are doing things that is not pleasing God. Hallelujah. So you must have faith in God. Salvation is bringing us closer to God. Salvation is helping us to understand who God is, what God desires from us, what God wants us to do. Mm. Hallelujah. That's why even in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, the Bible says somebody's in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone and the new have come. In other words, you don't live the same. The person that is living now, Pastor Ray, is the person that has never existed before. Mm. Hallelujah. Yeah. You are new. It's a new person. It's a brand new person. Hallelujah. All the old things are gone. Mm. The wrong things that you have done, God has wiped it away. The Bible says when God forgives us, He forgets our sin. He remembers it no more. Hallelujah. He remembers it no more. When God takes our sin away, the Bible says, far as the east is from the west, so far He casts it away from us, so that it can never be remembered. So what I know is that, Pastor Ray, this salvation is very important. We must have it. Every person must receive salvation. There's the only way that we can please God when we are born again, when we have given our hearts to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Because even Pastor Ray, even miracles and signs and wonders can happen. I was speaking to somebody just today. I was saying to another guy that, you know, I can pray for you and you can get healed and go back to the same place where you come from. You can go and do the same things that you were doing before. But salvation is different, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. Yeah. When salvation takes place, hallelujah, your life changes, your heart changes, your attitude changes. That's why the Bible says you are a new creation. That your behavior changes. Even your creed changes, hallelujah. Even your complexion changes, Pastor Ray. You start to shine. You don't look the same anymore. Hallelujah. You are complete new person. That is what we say at salvation. Now, the one that happened in the time that we live, Pastor Ray, is a bit difficult to understand. It's a bit different. I hear we start with a program. We talk about other people that play for us, keyboard in the church. But Saturday night, Friday and Saturday night, they play in the nightclub. And Sunday morning, they play keyboard in the church. Hallelujah.
They play the keyboard in the nightclub.
Saturday morning, they dance in the church. Mm. Other people, they are having a mic on Saturday night. They're in the nightclub. And Sunday morning, you got a mic in front of the church. Hallelujah. So, do you see what? And those people, they class themselves as born again. They class themselves as salvation. The other thing that I want to say about salvation, Pastor Ray, this thing is so personal. This thing is so personal. Hallelujah. Mm. Everybody can be mistaken and think you are really, you have received your salvation. Why do you yourself, you know that, no, it is not like that. I am not born again. Mm. I just want to give you this short testimony quickly before I hang up, Pastor Ray. You know, years ago, when I just got born again, there was another sister. She was doing MC work. She was sometimes she was sharing in the church. She was giving testimony. She was doing everything. But after 5 years, Pastor Ray, one day she stand up and said, I want to give my heart to Jesus. Mm. Everybody was going like, ha, because this person was doing everything in the church. So we have to be very wise, Pastor Ray. We have to have a spirit of discernment that we may know what God wants, how God wants things to be. Because outside world can confuse us easily. Look, for example, at Samuel. When Samuel said David's brothers, they are big, they got strong, big necks. Mm. He thought this is the king. But God said, no, you look at the outer appearance. I look at the inside. Hallelujah. Mm. So even salvation is not something that happens from just outside. It's something that starts from inside. It's something that begins from inside. Outside will also be clean. Let me give the others a chance. God bless you, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Don't hang up, Pastor Green. Don't hang up. You said before I hang up, so I want to warn you. Don't hang up.
I won't.
Hey. All right. And we have Mfundisi Makamu. Welcome, sir. Greetings to you.
Hey, I'm Mfundisi. I'm Mfundisi. I'm Mfundisi. I'm Mfundisi. I'm Mfundisi. South Africa, all over the world. I'm sorry, man. I'm late. I'm going to you.
Drama. Yes.
Drama.
No, we've gone past that.
But
yes.
We thank God. And we sent you in to my car.
All right. Our so role of salvation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, get straight to the issue. Our life of salvation. What does it mean when we say we live a life of salvation? Today, are we seeing that in the lives of many people who say, I am saved? Or is it just a title, Nje? Mfundisi?
Yeah, in salvation, as I said last week, in salvation, akuso ukuhamba ibanja or ison. In salvation, it's about ukwazana noNkulunkulu, entering in the kingdom of God. How do you enter in the kingdom of God? Ukwayibuza le nto lela uNicodemus ku John chapter 3. Ngingangena kanjani kwale kingdom? UNkulunkulu uJesu umtshela indaba enhle ukuthi na ukungena kwale kingdom akasho ukuthi ukuya. Because kunokuya kunokungena.
Yeah.
La ungena kwe kingdom. It's the transformation of your mind. You change your mind the way you perceive izinto ngakhona. Ungena kwe kingdom kaNkulunkulu. It's not about the title, it's not about the ukungena kwaleli sonto ra kwaleliyana. Kwinta denominal lokho, akuna denomination ethile. We have to remember that when Jesus came, he did not come as a rabbi, beggar denomination, but he came, he brought the kingdom that was lost in the Garden of Eden. The dominion that was lost in the Garden of Eden, I will sell up a band because a band of Bala Shepherd is dominion. Then we sell your dominion, Evan. Ninapan to Jongabayan is a shaker. Nine dominion. That is how Jesus Anga Jarabandu Utina. Nizaya Utukupi, no. Utina, Utu Johanni, Uma Talak Menezel. In salvation, what pendukan over the kingdom is here. So, how do you change? utshintsha indlela ubuka izinto ngakhona is how a person is being saved. So salvation is not about the title yokuba umfundisi or bishop or archbishop, but ukwamkela uChrist, being born again. Ukwamkela uChrist, ungena kwale salvation. Uyeka ama-title wonke lawo umuntu anawo, ungena ku salvation. Ngendlela wawuphila ngayo, utshintsha indlela wawuphila ngayo. Kungakho uPostle Paul athi na, allow Jesus to change the way you think. Don't copy the customs and the behavior of this world, but allow Jesus to change the way you think. And the way you think is how wena ungena ngakhona kwale kingdom. So salvation is about entering in the kingdom. It's not about moving uya kwenye indawo, but it's the way wena uzowamkela izinto engqondweni yakho ngakhona. Uzibona ukuthi wena se uwamkele uChrist. That is a salvation.
I hear you quite well, Muruti. Thank you so much. If you just joined us, you can send us a WhatsApp, man. What is your salvation all about? Where you work, amongst your people, amongst your relatives, what is your salvation all about? I know there are some people who can say, and we need to be fair, there are some people who will also call and say, my salvation in my family has caused a lot of rejection. They are rejecting me. They are calling me names. They no longer include me in their events. You know, somehow others have distanced themselves from me. That is your salvation. You know, that is how it affects them. Some people start to see themselves when they look at you and they hide themselves. Just like Adam and Eve started to hide themselves from the presence of the Elohim.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right. We are talking to Pastor Green. We're talking to Apostle Phumlamfene. We're talking to Mfundisi Magamo. We're touching base on this, the very issue. Some people are still sending me messages and say, we like how the show started. It was really dramatic. And so I really enjoyed it. Now, Apostle, I'm looking at Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. It says, the Elohim in your midst, Yahuwah in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness, and he will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. My salvation, therefore, when people are looking at me, when every situation I face looks at me, therefore it will see, or people will see, the presence of the mighty one in my life. And they will see how he saves me from situations, enemies, and how he rejoices with gladness. Remember, he rejoiced over Yahushua HaMashiach. He says, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him.
Yeah.
And then also how he will quiet me with his love. In the midst of rejections, in the midst of all kinds of mishaps, I will continuously be at rest, which means his peace will manifest in me. When people look at me, they should see the manifestation of the peace of the Father in my life. And then it says, then with his love, he will quiet you and rejoice over you. They will start to see the favor of the Father upon your life. They will say, these things are happening to him. It is because of this God that he has, because they refer to him as such. And they will say, it is because of this Savior that he has. It is because of this faith that she has. How has our salvation become so far? How has it differed, Apostle?
Yeah. You know, as Ubu was so, you know, man, na kutu ya kore,
who outlining the benefits of salvation.
Mm.
So basically when somebody say they are saved, anyway, it's good to have Pastor Makamo with us, Mfundisi, and we are sorry about your car, but I'm glad you were able to connect.
Yeah.
Back to the issue of salvation, Hormuruti, we outline Ilhamanati, you know, all the benefits. And we don't look at it that way, you know, that the Lord will quiet in our spirit. You know, He will rejoice over us because of His salvation upon us. And I think we need to come to a level where we are at peace with that, you know. But then also in terms of lifestyle, God saves us from a previous lifestyle of sin, so that we can come into His marvelous light, and there has to be the fruit to tell her we are saved. Somebody said something very sad. You know, when I know him or to Ari, they are a Christian. He says he doesn't take that right from the word go, because he has noticed over the years that a lot of people that have said they are Christian and they are saved. Because once you say you are saved, it has to show her you are saved, the dedicate or so forth and so on. And remember, we are not only saved from sin, we are saved also from situations, from circumstances that are unpleasant. You know, somebody might be listening to us right now who's going through stuff, and the salvation of God is not only limited to Him saving our soul and saving us from sin. He's able to save us from all sorts of trouble. Sometimes we get ourselves in trouble that we can't take ourselves out. So, hence, this person was saying, but over the years, they are Christians and they are saved. Hence, okay, I know, man, these people are doing things that are really contrary to the word of God. But unfortunately, to continue to do that, because we are, as I say, in an era, yeah, great apostasy, great following of believers, where, you know, everything goes. We want to be accepted. We are somewhere in the middle. We want to be accepted as Christians.
Sorry about that. It looks like we lost Makamu there. Sorry about that. Continue.
So we want to be accepted on both sides. You know, we want to be accepted by the world, and also we want to be part of the church. You know, so but we need to make up our minds. So because if somebody says they're saved, There has to be fruit. There has to be benefits that will make people look at us and want to come and want to benefit from what you are benefiting from. But like just yesterday, Moruti, something happened, and I was not happy, you know. In a nutshell, I was upset. So in that process, somebody called me from Cape Town, so she could pick up that akeshap. We like jump so oh grand dema reker ay ay akeshap kuna abantu bangkwatisila ta ayibo kanjani mzalwane anti wena uyakholwa noma ukholwa you are dead.
You've been crucified with Christ, you no longer live.
Uphoqile yo khasana
hey sir. Hey,
I'm kopota at the eye. One look at the gunjan, mama, you feel you are dead in time. How can you want to feel like what? To Quatanjan.
Quatelan.
I had to repent immediately. But then, the very fact that, you know, I was able to humble myself, even though Labantu really Abanginzangarat, you know, it doesn't even justify the fact that I was not happy. It's not okay. So we need to. I need to know missing as.
Yeah.
The fruit of salvation as I like apple, because somehow I manifested. You know, I wasn't happy. I expressed it. I expressed my not being happy. Probably I didn't even express it in a good way. But thank this woman who at that very moment was able to call me. And the moment I go now, you know, you are dead. You quata ganja. You must show me like and then I ended up laughing, you know, and then and I repented there and there, and when we are truly saved, you need to come to a point where as well we become kids, you know what? When you fall by the wayside and wanomo kalimana ubuwa ka speed. So when we truly say we will remember uguti no more ngatu ya paizanyana, like me, I was able to like, oh okay, Lord, I'm sorry. You know, I shouldn't have allowed that thing to cause me to behave the way I behave. So, but then also, izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi those who will endure until the end they shall be truly saved.
Yes.
So, meaning the transfer understand that it is also a process where things will keep happening, but how you deal with it as a saved person,
yes, it should show. Yeah,
determines how far you go with your walk with God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so hence kere muruti. Taba ya salvation ke rata ka mkhoi outlineleng ka teng ke rata the benefits. The issue of salvation is not only limited and restricted to God saving our souls from sin. It is not only restricted to God saving us from ourselves. There's a lot of benefits. God can save you from sickness that the enemy has put on you. The run in the family, the salvation of God is able to pull you out of those diseases that runs in the family. You know, there are things that happen that should not happen, but we thank God for His grace. That can, born of the grace and the saving grace of God. In a nutshell, if anybody cannot hear what I'm saying, but I want somebody to hear this. The salvation of God is not only limited to Him saving our souls. God is able to save us in every area of our life. The Bible says He will even save us to the uttermost. This thing. It can elela in places and spaces where nobody can be able to tangenelele guzo. Where nobody can be able to tangenele. Even parents, even people that love us, there are places and situations that are calling to pull us out and bring us out of those situations.
Yeah.
But thank God for His saving grace that is able to bring us out.
Amen to that.
When I look in there, just quickly, there's a song. You know, back in the days, this time we were foreigners in relation to Israel.
Yes.
You know, we were foreigners, but now we are the sons of
the
God.
Sons, yeah.
Because we are saved, so we therefore get the privilege of becoming sons of God. Thank God for salvation.
Absolutely. We give the Father all the praise. Pastor Green, let me bring this to you. Just before I come to you, let us open up the lines. The lines are open. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Thank you, Brother Fee Cedric. Thank you so much, Brother Fee Cedric, for the message there. And then, of course, send us your WhatsApps 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note there. Let's hear what you say. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. What is your salvation all about in the time that we find ourselves?
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.